Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. I've got another beautiful, amazing interview for you today with my good friend Melissa Hull. She is just an incredible person. She's someone you need to meet in person, like legit, because I hope you get just a piece of her energy through this conversation. But she was someone I met at another event. I don't know, was it like a year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that. And I was just immediately drawn to her. I just knew that I had to get to know her. I had to talk with her. There was a lot that I could learn from her. And she's just got an incredible spirit. You know, you start digging into her story and then just what she does all the time, how she views life and what she's able to do in just the 24 hours that she has every single day, like the rest of us, I think you're going to be completely blown away. She is the CEO and creator of Global Media Group and Globex TV. She is also a coach in her own right. She's incredibly inspirational. And I really want you to give this interview a lot of attention, right? Really focus in because you're going to learn a hell of a lot just about yourself and about life just by listening through Melissa. So it's really an honor to have you on the show, Melissa. Welcome.
What an introduction. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
So we're talking about real quick. It's so funny. Like before we start recording, we always like start getting into conversations. I want to dive into that so bad. But first, for the people who don't really know you, can you give us a little bit about your story? Who is Melissa Hull?
Of course. I think at the core, who I am a storyteller. I love sharing my personal story. I love sharing others' stories because I have found that no matter where I've gone in the world, that the one thing that people kind of lean in to listen to is what you've gone through. Your personal life experience has value to people. My personal story is one of overcoming a very significant tragedy of losing my four-year-old to an accidental drowning, and then going through the shame and the blame that I felt because I had fallen asleep, and that's when he let himself outside and the accident occurred. And I talk to people about not letting even situations like that limit you. I talk about how life can still be beautiful and filled with so much vibrancy, and you can learn from even the most unthinkable circumstances. And then when you share those wisdoms, those insights with others, they value what you have to say, because no matter what, there's always something going on behind that door that they're not going to tell you. But what you say lasts. People pay attention to how you make them feel, the words that you use, the way that you are able to show them through your example of how they can overcome whatever it is that they're facing and truly live a life of just pure bliss. And that's where I started. I started off as an author, then sharing that story, and I quickly discovered that there are many stories that are worth being told. And I wanted to create a platform for people who have these amazing stories that it's not really meant like for Hollywood. It's really meant for people who are seeking something deeper. It's not salacious. It's just the good stuff. Like, it's what feeds your soul, this kind of information. And I knew that if I didn't create this platform myself, it may not ever exist. So I created Globex TV and the Global Media Group to help other people with amazing life experiences or valuable insights and wisdom that benefit others, this platform to really broadcast their message to millions across the globe. So that is, in a nutshell, who I am and what I do. And I work with thought leaders and inspirational men and women to promote, produce, and distribute their stories.
So I have not had a kid. I don't have a kid right now. I'm just thinking when you said that, and it still hits me. Look, I've seen you tell your story a few times now.
Yeah.
More than a few times. I've seen you at least four times in different manifestations and different events. And there's one thing that always hits me over and over and over again, because it's something that I try to relate to, but it's something that's so big and so different. But I do know what it's like in my life when I lose someone, like a friend, or I've broken up, or something that is so small in comparison, something so inconsequential in comparison. And I know how much I was affected by these events. And so my mind always goes to, holy shit, how do you go from that? And not only get back to a place where you allow yourself to be happy, but use it as this incredible motivator. Use this as an incredible source of inspiration so that you can help other people tell their stories and come back from whatever's happened to them. How did you do it?
It was definitely an evolution. When this first happened, of course, it was devastating. And I was numb, quite honestly, for quite a while. I struggled with depression for years after. But the worst of it came, and I don't say this lightly because, and I don't say this to vilify anyone, but the worst of it came almost like a month after, when my marriage fell apart and my husband left. We had two children, so Devin, my younger son, was still living, but I felt like I'd lost everything. I lost my identity as a wife, a mother. I felt like I was a horrible mother that maybe didn't even deserve my remaining child. Maybe I wasn't fit to be a mom. If I could fall asleep and let this happen, was I really mom material? And it took me a long time to let the truth really come forward. I was really stuck in that negative mindset that you're horrible, you're worthless, you deserve this. If you felt, of course, he left because you broke his heart, lost our son. And I just kept telling myself all these negative things to the point where I was suicidal. And I remember having that moment where I was snapped out of my cycle of despair by the kindness of a woman who shared with me her story in a letter that I just happened to read right before I was honestly planning to end my life. And she said some incredible things to me. She told me about her little girl who had been hit while riding a bike and killed, and how her life was forever changed. And then she said these words to me that have never left me. She said, "But I promise you that life can still be beautiful, and you can have joy and happiness every day, but you will have to choose it." And I thought to myself, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if that's true, but it was hope. There was this hope that it could be possible. And I've never spoken to this woman. I have no idea who she is other than her name is Teresa. And this woman changed my whole existence because she shared with me her personal story. And I thought to myself, that's powerful. And it was something that I wanted to be able to do for someone else, but I knew I was going to have to be healthy. I was going to have to find a way to love myself again, forgive myself for falling asleep, which as parents, when you're exhausted and it happens, I was human. And the truth of the situation was that I was exhausted. I would never have hurt or harmed my son or allowed for that to happen. And I had to forgive myself. And that act of forgiveness for myself led to being able to forgive others who were judgmental. And I just dug myself out of this dark place back into the mindset of I am definitely valuable. I have an amazing ability to help serve people who are lost to depression and despair, to speak to parents who have lost children and help them see how they can go on. Because we never really get over the loss of our child. I don't know that you can ever really say that you've crossed that finish line. There's always a piece of you that mourns a little bit, but I can honor Drew and his life by making a difference with mine. And he is absolutely the reason I discovered my voice, what my purpose on this planet is for. And it is to be that messenger of hope and to be that supporter of other messages of hope and inspiration and healing and motivation. So that's really what drove me to go from completely brokenhearted to feeling completely empowered. I had a purpose. There was meaning to this. It wasn't just some horrible thing that happened. I could use this experience and truly make an amazing difference in the world. And that's what I chose to do.
That's beautiful. There are so many things in there that I want to quickly highlight just for people listening, just because there are some things in there that I've found as common themes that I think are just so unbelievably powerful. I mean, just dig back into Viktor Frankl's book, right? Man's Search for Meaning. The whole idea of what he called logotherapy and this transformational concept that we as human beings can live and live through and overcome anything as long as we can find meaning in it.
Man's Search for Meaning is one of the books that I think I've read at least once a year since the accident. And it always brings this awareness that there's still more that I can do. There's still more that I can offer. And I never feel limited by anything. I feel really empowered by it. And I think that's one of those critical mindsets that you have to be able to develop, is you have to be able to see the benefits. What is the benefit of having lost my son? I'm incredibly empathetic. I look at people and I can see it in their eyes. I can tell when someone is suffering. And because I used to be that person, I've been given this beautiful ability to know how to speak to them, how to reach them when others can't, because I may not know exactly, but I know enough. And my loss, that memory of that loss, allows me to find a compassion and a softness and a way to reach people that have really closed off and feel like nobody understands them. Nobody will ever be able to relate to this overwhelming sense of sheer despair. And I do. And that's really my gift. My gift is being able to reach those people and then help them see beyond their circumstances and really into their possibilities. And then be that support, be that bridge, be that friend, be that voice, be that example for them so that they can move through the darkness and back into living in the light of just vibrancy and making a difference and seeing value, being grateful, even for the worst circumstances, because even the worst circumstances refine us. That's the way I like to look at it. I've just been refined by every one of these experiences. And there's been many. Losing Drew has been the most significant, but you learn very quickly that just because you've gone through something doesn't mean that you're immune to going through more. Life goes on, and you have to be able to develop that resiliency to still choose to see the good, to still see the benefit of what you're learning. Because this whole experience is like a classroom for me, and I just share my experience with people and help them find their own stories, their own messages of hope. And it's absolutely my greatest joy to be able to do this.
Love it. And you are very effective with it too. Sometimes when I sit there and we'll watch you tell your story, I'll watch you. And half the time I'm going to watch the entire audience. And actually Lauren, I did an interview with Lauren, and Lauren totally called me out on it too. And he was saying at the event in Vegas, he's like, everybody sitting down and me off on the side watching the audience, responding to people. I'm a chronic people watcher. What can I say? I absolutely love it. But it's amazing when you speak, people open up, they really listen. And so for the people who are asking, okay, well, what do you do? Like, how do you get there? Right? Like, forgiveness and all, that's a great thing. But in my experience as well, when people say, oh, you've got to forgive yourself, And it's almost like people saying, oh, you've got to live yourself, love yourself, and live your own life, be you. And my first question has always been, how? Like, okay, mm-hmm. Well, it's a very pretty thing to say that. It's a totally different ball game to do it. Now, for me, I think spirituality was a huge, huge turning point in my life when I started really collecting meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And then using everything, using my own, that's the way that I healed my own depression, is I learned how to use that and like funnel that into a greater meaning in my own life that allowed me not only to move past it, but then absolutely use it just like you. I have a couple nights where you're really considering killing yourself and you can see that in other people.
Absolutely. You know? And I think it's more than just see it. I think you can feel it. Despair has an energy, just like joy does, like every emotion does. There is something that I recognize in a person's energy, and being very empathic, it's a gift. It gives me a starting point,
mm-hmm.
understanding what this person's energy is like. For me, is like I said, it's a starting point of a conversation. I begin, you know, asking questions, and usually these experiences happen after I've spoken, so they've already know something about me. And then we can have dialogue. And then when they feel comfortable, they open up. And then I'm able to serve them. And I really see it as that, serving them with love and helping them. But you're right, Dan. It's a little cliche to say, just love yourself, just forgive yourself. But how did I do it? I spent a lot of time painting. I used art as my voice for the emotional things that I felt. Color was very important to me. I had a very successful art career, and I would just pour things onto canvas. I just let this out. And then I started writing and putting words on a page and then reading them back helped me kind of process things. It was cathartic for me. But spirituality, absolutely. I spent time studying alternative health and medicine. For me, meditation and even sound therapy was very important. I just wanted to be free of this pain that I felt. And I was a student of how to liberate that anchor that I felt I was attached to in this sadness. I wanted to be free of it. And it wasn't until I really stopped fighting it and I just sat with it. And I remember this so clearly. I remember asking God, the universe, what is it that I need to learn? What am I not seeing? Help me understand why I have this sadness. What is it teaching me? What is it revealing about me to myself? How can this be turned into joy? And it came through honestly sharing my story, help serving other people. Putting these ideas into actions, it wasn't until I started doing things, going to preschools, talking to little kids about the dangers of water, like canals, pools, rivers, streams, just even fountains, just talking to kids about what they could do to keep themselves safe. And then it was talking to parents. And then it was talking to Rotary groups. And from there, it was writing my book, Lessons from Neverland. And then it was stepping onto stages, and then it was coaching clients, and then it was sharing other people's story by producing their television shows or their documentaries. It's evolved. And so the way I serve has grown, but everything for me is an act of service. And every person I work with has a message or some sort of wisdom or insight that helps somebody else in the world. That's a key and critical component for me. I need for them to see the value in serving others. Because if they're just there to sell, 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 or profit, 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 for me, it's a non-starter. Like, I'm not attracted to people who are only solely about making money. I want to work with people who are worried about making a difference. Because I know that the monetization, when you have a message that that serves a community, I know that the monetization is kind of the byproduct. But if it's the goal, it's not interesting to me.
Right. But there's also something very therapeutic in there. So
absolutely.
If you've been listening closely, Melissa just gave you like a step-by-step process to healing after a tragedy. I'm going to highlight it. And Melissa, let me know if I missed any steps, if I got anything wrong there. So first, start off, remember that you're a human being. It's not about being perfect. It's about allowing yourself to be a human and allowing yourself to make mistakes and knowing that it's not about punishing yourself after a mistake, because that doesn't actually honor the person or the event or the place or whatever that happened, the thing that was affected by this mistake. You honor that whole situation. You honor yourself by finding an even greater meaning in it. Nobody gets benefited in that process when you just get punished and that's it. So when you can allow yourself to start seeking that meaning, asking whether it's God or the universe, yourself, your higher self, whatever you need to connect with, you know, any kind of energy or power, whatever, and asking very clearly, what beneficial thing could I learn from this? What could this be pushing me to do that I would not have done before, that is good for me, good for other people around me, maybe even good for the world at large? How could this provide a path to joy that was not opened to me before? And then once you start finding that meaning, find a way to apply that meaning so that you grow beyond yourself, so that you take the focus off of you and serve others, because not only is it an amazing way to get out of a pity party or a hole that you can knock yourself into, but it's also very healing. You know, anybody who is a coach or has ever been a coach knows that when you help someone else genuinely, you help yourself as well.
Absolutely.
It's this incredible thing where both of you heal at the same time. And the more you contribute to the world around you, the greater your personal healing as well. And I love that. I think that's an incredible way to think about it.
For me, it's been the greatest source of healing. I mean, I definitely went and I spoke to grief counselors. I spoke to clergymen. I spoke to therapists. And nothing really got me out of that cycle of sadness until I stepped into the cycle of service. And it was almost immediate, the difference that I saw in myself, the way I felt about me. And it gave me this drive to do it again and to do more and to get out there again. I stand in front of a room full of people all the time, but truly, I'm actually quite shy and very introverted. And it wasn't easy for me to break out of that shell. My shyness was something that I also like had to deal with. But I could do that. And it was easy for me to get in front of all of these people when I knew that I was there to serve them. And it just made all the difference in the world, because I just wanted it to reach one person, because I knew that there was a time where I was sitting in audiences and I was the one person in that room, that the person on the stage, it felt like they were speaking to me. And it felt like that message was purely for my benefit. And I knew what that experience was like. And I hoped that I could do that for someone else. And so that's why I spent 3 years traveling the world, speaking literally all over the world, because I wanted to make sure that I could reach as many people as possible, because I know how important hope is. And again, going back to what I said at the beginning of the podcast, our stories connect us. People lean in to hear our stories. They remember our stories more than they were, like far beyond the time. People have forgotten my name, but they remember my story and they remember how my story made them feel. And that's really the most important part. So being able to share that story is my contribution. It's my gift. And I could not be more grateful for this life and for Drew's life and his loss, because it has opened up my heart and given me a purpose and a passion that I didn't have before.
That's beautiful. And there's also, I love this concept of wanting to change just one person's life.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we also spoke with Lauren about, but You know, if you're listening to this and you've been thinking about being a coach, or you have a life experience that you've considered, you've thought, maybe you just fantasized, daydreamed about using it to do something even bigger. And then maybe a doubt has come into your mind saying, oh, I don't know how I'm going to reach all these people. I don't know, how am I going to make a real impact on this? Does anybody care? Whatever. But just imagine you going into a room full of people and affecting nobody but one person. But that one person becomes like the next Melissa Hull. Really, if you haven't seen Melissa online, she's got hundreds of thousands of connections and followers on just on her social media, speaks literally around the world. She's always bopping around to some other country, often to the Far East or in the Middle East, to speak to groups of people with hundreds in attendance and more, I'm sure. Right. So what if the one person that you affect goes on to be someone like that? Right. And because you touched them and you gave them permission to feel okay and to feel whole and to feel centered and to feel empowered to make a difference in this world, then through that one person, you affect thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people. Isn't that worth it? Right. Doesn't that make everything worth it? So go out there and do that. Go tell your story. Go make that difference. Go find your one person and start with that, because you have no idea, you could change the world just like that.
That's very true, Dan. And everything kind of happened by accident for me. I know that sounds a little weird, but I started sharing my story and then I started having people follow me. And I grew this massive following without even trying, because I was just going out there and truly sharing my heart, truly wanting to make a difference. And that's what I think is that secret that people are always, I hear people like, how do you build an audience? Well, serve them, have a message that speaks to people, that is relevant to them. So find your message, share your story, and they come. They just do. It's a lot easier than people make it sound. And I just have taken what my experience has been like, and I just went through and I wrote down, well, this is what I did. This is how I did that. This is what happened when I did this, and what worked, what didn't work. And that's how I help people now find ways to take their message, create the vehicle behind the message, whether it be podcasts, television, blogs, whatever it is, books, and speaking, and just really help them get out there. And then it never fails. The people come. When the message is authentic and it's truly shared with the spirit of serving, people come, because there's always somebody out there that needs what you have to say. And it's that simple. And for some people, that's the hardest thing, is just getting clear on, well, what do I have? What is my message? What's my story? What value do I have? And I think that when you work with people who can see you through a different lens, it helps to open up your ability to see yourself more clearly. And that's, again, something that I love doing. I love to sit with people, get to know them, and then discover, what is that hidden message? What is that good stuff in there that you don't quite see as being as valuable as I do or someone else might? And then helping them just take off.
So, Melissa, how can people reach you and how can they connect with you and learn from you?
Sure. Go to my website, melissahull.com, and that's melissahull.com. And I have a PDF that I put together. It's from my 3M formula, which is about message, market, and monetizing, but purely from that service space. Like, I want people who want to step into having a message-based business, have that right support. Because I didn't, and I went from getting involved with some people that didn't necessarily have my best interest in mind to then finding the right people and creating a few systems on my own on the way that I know work. So this is just my gift to people. There's a PDF you can opt in. It's called the Global Media Formula 3M or 3M Formula, and you can just download it. And so there's some support that I can give you that way if you're looking to start a message-based business.
I think that's beautiful. And you also have a membership site that's going to be...
I do. And then there's also the membership site, which is, it's like a growth center, if you will. So I have interviews with other experts that I've met around the world, offering their wisdom, their insights. It's a community where it's interactive. We can learn from each other. But I also have a ton of really useful strategies and techniques that are there. There's even templates for how to do certain things, depending on what it is that you're looking to scale within your business, whether it be your audience or expanding your message or really understanding diversified distribution models. And it's all there. So there's a lot of value. And then there's Q&A and we get to know each other and you can ask me questions. So yeah, but just go to melissahall.com and you can opt in.
Awesome. Yeah. Go check her out. Go get the free PDF. Definitely start there. Check out the membership site. If you've been thinking about starting your own story, your own brand, your own company around your story, you got to check Melissa Hall out. Reach out with her and get it going. Go find your one person that you're going to help change the world with and start from there.
Absolutely. Dan, this was a pleasure. My gosh.
Yeah.
I love hanging out with you anyway.
I love you too. Yes, it was an honor to have you on the show. We'll definitely have to have you back.
I would love to come back. Absolutely.
It was just so much fun and it went so fast.
I know. I can't believe it's already been an hour. Wow.
Love it.
But I'm a talker.
Well, yeah, obviously. So, look, if you loved this interview, hit us up, let us know, leave us a review on iTunes, share this out with your friends. If there's someone who really needs to hear Melissa, get to know Melissa, please send this out, share this out so that we can help people grow and change the world together. Thank you for listening, Melissa. Thank you again for being here.
Absolutely, Dan. Thank you.
Bye, guys.